Hi and welcome to the Envite Chat with Jiwang Ku. I'm Jiwang Ku, sir.
And I'm Jonathan Ku. And on today's episode, we want to talk to you about aliens.
So by aliens, he means invasive alien species, not Martians. These are non-native species which are able to live in a wide range of environmental conditions and are capable of adapting quickly. They may also lack any natural predators and can eat large food varieties.
When you say that, I can quickly name a couple within Trinidad and Tobago, like the giant African snails or lionfish. Fun fact, the lionfish was said to originate between the South Pacific and Indian Oceans, but has found its way into tropical coastal ecosystems. However, the giant African snails are indigenous to Eastern Africa and was first seen in Trinidad around the Diego Martin River, but has since then migrated to parts of East and South Trinidad.
The giant African snail usually moves about by attaching to the side of vehicles like cars and boats, which is why they can travel far distances from their place of origin. They have a lifespan of up to 3 to 5 years and are capable of eating over 500 different plant varieties, and are hence considered pests and threats to farmers and crops. They mate every 2 to 3 months and make up to 500 eggs per session, which take maybe 11 to 15 days to hatch.
Now, the issue with these invasive alien species is that they prey on and outcompete the native species, which may be endemic.
So, to combat the alien infestation at local ecosystems, 3 main steps must be taken.
Prevention, eradication, and restoration. Prevention involves either using methods to identify major pathways for the infestations or through educating the public to ensure that proper decisions are made to limit the spread.
Eradication can be implemented through the use of either traps and poisons or the introduction of natural predators. However, these can only be effective with proper planning, commitment, removal of species faster than they can reproduce, and prevention of reinvasion.
Right here in Trinidad, citizens are encouraged to eradicate the giant African snails either by crushing or using snailicides.
Not to be confused with senicide, which means to kill the elderly.
We definitely don't want that. And while snailicides may seem gory, it is absolutely necessary for population control.
And for lionfish, competitions are held to capture these organisms that have reduced their numbers. Kum, have you ever eaten lionfish?
Actually, I had it once before and it wasn't that bad at all. It's nice flaky white meat similar to snapper, but much better than tilapia.
Oh, so would you try it again?
I don't see why not.
So after eradication, restoration to the flora and fauna must be done to fully restore the damaged area.
Thanks for listening to the Envite Chat with Gio and Coop.